So these kirtans composed by the Vaishnava Acharyas, they bring us the philosophy of Krishna consciousness along with the ras and the bhav of pure devotees. They are expressing the mind of the pure devotees. By singing these songs, it helps to mold our consciousness to be in the same way as the pure devotees are, because they've fully expressed how they are thinking, how they're feeling. There's this idea, Western idea, which is now being promoted in India, express yourself. But it's completely useless to express all your nonsense feelings. They have this psychotherapy that's quite popular in ISKCON among the more foolish section of ISKCON members, in which you're supposed to express yourself. But what's the use of expressing a whole bunch of rubbish, all the garbage in your mind? Better chant the holy names, and chant these songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas. Get out the rubbish and remold our consciousness as it should be. So we'll sing some kirtans by Narottam Das Thakur, which give us entrance into his purified mind. So we come in contact with him by expressing, by repeating what he has expressed. The Vaishnava Acharyas are in it. Although generally many of these feelings are very confidential in these kirtans, they haven't withheld anything. Everything is, especially in the kirtans of Narottam Das. There is in the kirtans of Bhaktivinod Thakur, there comes to a point where he refuses to write anymore. Saying that for the benefit of those who are not qualified, I'm not going to write anymore. He gets up to the point of in his body as a gopi running to see Krishna, and then he sees Krishna and stops. Keno amar durbala lekhani arna hishar. Why does my weak pen not go any further? And he explains why. For the benefit of those who are not qualified. Anyway.